Matheson, the clock is ticking on Matheson train station's demolition pause and advocates are pushing full steam ahead to extend it. The Friends of Matheson Railway Station are 3 weeks into the 30-day pause granted by the Ontario Northland Transportation Commission, ONTC, on January 28. The group is working to preserve the historic Matheson train station and secure the necessary funding. The deadline to produce a viable plan is February 27, but an extension has been requested. Barb Cornthwaite, who's been leading the efforts to save the station, said progress has been made behind the scenes. Cornthwaite said they received confirmation from the ONTC on Tuesday, February 18, that their request for an extension is being reviewed. "We're very convinced this is a worthwhile project, and we want to see the building saved. It feels a little bit like treading water, in a sense, but we are still moving forward," she said. See, like Christmas, historic Matheson train station's demolition paused. A significant development is a potential collaboration with Apitipi Anishinaabeg Nation. What the chief would like to do with the building is to repatriate Indigenous artifacts in the area and have a place where these are displayed, an educational piece for people to see, Cornthwaite said. Due to scheduling conflicts and illness, discussions with the First Nation have been delayed. A community brainstorming session earlier this month called All Aboard identified a museum concept as the most popular idea for the station's future. However, a recent site inspection revealed that the station is smaller than originally documented, making it necessary to explore options such as constructing a basement to create more space. "There are a lot of different angles to this. So, we have to hear Apitipi's voice to see what they would like to do, whether they would like to take over the project," Cornthwaite said. "If it's not going to work for Apitipi's needs, then we're looking at doing this as something that's community-based." While awaiting input from the First Nation, Cornthwaite said they're pursuing alternative strategies, including forming a not-for-profit organization under the Ontario Historical Society. This would allow them to take ownership of the building and expand their preservation efforts into other historical projects under the newly proposed Black River Matheson Historical Society. "I've just sent off all of the paperwork. The Ontario Historical Society has already said that they would fast-track our application. But they can't do anything right now, because it's a provincial group anyway, until after the election," she said. Cornthwaite also confirmed that structural assessments have been conducted with Ontario Northland Railway, ONR, representatives, revealing that while the building requires foundational repairs, its overall structural integrity is solid. Rather than relocating the building, the group is now leaning toward restoring it in its current location. To finance the restoration, the group is talking to local mines, businesses, and community members. Some companies have already expressed interest in contributing materials, labor, or funding. The group is also meeting with leaders from the local Mennonite community to discuss possible volunteer support. Graham Campbell of Campbell Consulting in Timmins is helping with the business proposal. The group recently secured a $5,000 community development grant from the Kirkland and District Community Development Corporation to fund the consultation work. "Graham's been meeting with us, providing guidance, and helping us ensure all the necessary pieces are in place so that whether the Apitipi partnership happens or not, we have a solid business proposal ready to go," Cornthwaite said. Built in 1916, the train station is slated for demolition early this year as part of the ONR's efforts to reinstate the Northlander passenger rail service. The station, located at 385 Railway Street, is set to be replaced by a modern transit shelter. Cornthwaite said she believes the ONR is open to the group saving the building. "But we do have to have a really solid plan. Our primary objective is to save the building, restore it, and see it come into use for the community," she said.